I'm grateful that Father Bell has allowed me to preach today and tomorrow because these two saints are two of many of my favorites. But Saint Ignatius played a big role in my life because through the spiritual exercises, especially the 30-day silent retreat, I have found a lot of God's grace in my own life to seek that ultimate conversion of heart, to allow myself to be formed by Him. Discernment, according to Saint Ignatius, is not individualistic, it's personal. What does this mean? Each and every one of us have to discern in our own personal way what it means to let go in order to hold on to Christ. And he talks much about, in his own spiritual exercises, as well as discernment of spirit. But ultimately, the ultimate goal is to grab onto Christ at all times. Oftentimes, we become very individualistic. We want to seek our own glory, and we can slap on the label of God, the label of spirituality, the label of this and that, but then ultimately we still serve ourselves. Saint Ignatius, I have two cards that sit in my office all the time. The first card is the first principle and foundation, the opening of Saint Ignatius' spiritual exercises, which he say, man is created to praise, to reverence, and to serve God our Lord, and by this means to save his soul. This is the ultimate goal of this sermon. We are created to praise, not to curse God, or to complain. Second, to revere him, not to make a show of him and for ourselves, and to serve him. And by this means to save our soul. This is the first principle that Saint Ignatius gives to us. And everything else, the discernment of spirit, whether of consolation or desolation, are supposed to help us to reach this mean. The first principle is so. And in the fourth week of the spiritual exercises, he tells all the participants to repeat the prayer of surrender. And in this, Saint Ignatius said, Take, Lord, receive all of my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and possess. Thou hast given all to me. To thee, O Lord, I return it. All is thine. Dispose of it wholly according to thy will. Give me thy love and thy grace, for this is sufficient for me. Give me only your love and your grace, and this will be sufficient for me. I pray, in just like what I told Father Bells before Mass today, I pray for the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus. There are good Jesuits out there. Not all of them are bad. But I pray that they seek the will of God, not just their own will. And I pray that if St. Ignatius is to come back today, he might be able to find in them a courageous heart, not just to please the world, not to please other people, but to please God. Ignatius was a soldier, and he became a soldier for Christ. His goal was not to please the world or to make all things sound good. His soul was to bear the standards, the shield of Christ, against the standards or the shields and the judgment of this world. He sought Christ first, and he tried to make everyone else seeking Christ beyond the desolation, beyond the shallow consolation, to follow Christ at all costs. So that we celebrate Saint Ignatius today, we look within our own self, that humility to let go of everything, to love God first, and also the courage to hold on to the one who gives us life, so that we are proud to bear the name of Christ, to be his soldiers, and to do everything in order to let go and to follow him at all costs.